ZLK Mobile.
It's your bedtime, isn't it?
It's not bedtime anymore, Terry. Good afternoon. Hope you're well.
4ACR. Just worn out all the time.
I know that feeling lately. I think I've worked harder in the last 2 months than I've worked at the job for a while.
Probably so. You see these things that need to be done, and it's for yourself, so you don't mind jumping into it, and then you find out how much work it was.
I'm enjoying this one, sort of, so far. But working on some flooring, and pulling up carpet, and then putting new flooring down, cleaning the floor and all that. Getting it started, going around all the corners and again to the closet and things like that. That kind of gets tedious, but it's coming along pretty good.
I wish I was talented enough to do stuff like that. Of course, I wouldn't have time, but it sure sounds nice.
A couple things I've paid somebody to do. Had the house painted, we paid for that. Had it re-roofed, we paid for that. I have roofed and I have painted before, but I didn't want to try to tackle that one. Plus, I was still working at the time, but I figure I could save a little money doing this.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I painted the den in this house, and I hadn't painted since. She wanted the kitchen painted, and we paid somebody to do that.
I have painted the inside. It was the outside we had painted, which I did not want to do. In fact, I painted this room I'm doing right now. When I ripped all the flooring out, or ripped the carpet out, I went ahead and repainted it, and got it. I painted that yesterday, started on the flooring today. I painted the hallway last week, and this flooring is going to go into that hallway and into my radio room / third bedroom. And I'm going to have to paint that one. It's easier to paint it when there's nothing on the floor that you have to worry about.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the perfect time to do that.
The house that really needs to be painted on the inside. We've done most everything else. The pantry, laundry room area, I've got to paint that sometime, but that doesn't seem... We don't hang out in that room, so, you know, we don't entertain in that room.
I hear you.
I've heard you on the radio every once in a while, but I've had a radio monitoring when I've been working, but sometimes I'm not paying attention. It's hard to get to if I'm in the middle of something.
Well, it's on in the car all the time, but I'm just not always saying anything, but yeah, it's about the same. I ain't got the help situation figured out exactly yet. I got one guy I'm not 100% sure whether he's coming back or not over in Spartanburg, so I really need to rectify that before I start jumping on hiring people.
To advertise, like on ZipRecruiter or LinkedIn or anything like that?
Indeed.
I thought I saw... I signed up for both of those, just kind of keep an eye out, see if there's anything that might pique my interest, and I thought I saw one that's like, that looks like Terry's company, but I wasn't on Indeed.
Yeah, well, the only place that I have put ads is on Indeed. Now, he had something, WLFJ Radio had a job board. He had something on that one time.
I see it and I recognize who it is, so I don't apply for it.
I don't blame you.
Sign up for Indeed, too. I'm not actively looking at the moment, but if there's something that be worth considering, I might jump on it. Right now, I told Beth if I go back to work now, I'm not going to be able to get this stuff done, so I need to take some time and get a few more things done, and maybe by the first of the year try to find something.
Something kind of in the back of your mind anyway.
Do, and I already talked to them, and they're not ready to go with it yet. Well, everybody but the guy that runs the place. He said not right now, but they said that we're too busy. We don't have enough people to do the training at the moment, and we don't have enough work lined up for next year, which is not the case because I've got a son-in-law and a son that work there, and I know what's going on. But anyway, and they're short. They need people, but, you know, he makes the decision, the ultimate decision. So And after I've been out for a while, I'm kind of thinking I don't even know if I want to go that route anyway. It depends on what it'll be, but it's there still in the back of my mind.
Well, I was just thinking that's what I thought I heard you say at one point. So, yeah, well, at least you can be selective at this point.
I have time. Fortunately, I have time, and I don't want to rush into anything. So I've enjoyed not having to come into town more than once or twice a week. And it's usually to see the grandbabies or to go pick up some supplies.
Well, those are good reasons. That's better than just driving in to drive some more.
It's only been 2 months, but I tell you what, time has slowed down at the moment. I know it gets faster, but time has really slowed down. It seems like it's been 6 months or more.
You get caught up, and then you can take your time and figure out exactly what you want to do.
Good afternoon. Glad to hear you in here. Go ahead. N4ZLK.
I say hello. I hadn't talked to either one of you in a while. I've been kind of busy.
KRFOACR.
Quiet around on the radio, Patrick, the times I've been listening. And if somebody's in there, I'm usually got my fingers in something and too busy to get on the radio. But it's good to hear you. I'm glad you're able to go help out your buddy there the last couple days. I guess that's what you did today.
Fishing up.
I'm about ready for bed. I don't know how I was able to get up so early and go all day and go to bed so late. When it's dark, I'm ready to go to bed.
Dark. And then going back to doing physical work the last 2 days. Let me know how bad it was.
For the last couple of weeks, last few weeks, and then I worked at my working job the last 10 years. I won't say that the years before that weren't hard physical labor, but the last 10 years was pretty easy.
How long I got to do this for it to get easy? Yeah, that's what my point is. It ain't working out that way.
Doesn't. I usually work harder than everybody else for half the pay if you're the boss.
About that, she's the boss around where I live.
Those two, but I'm not going to tell her she's the boss.
I got one of those too, but I'm not telling her she's the boss, but she tries to act like the boss sometimes.
Say that my mother let him have the last word as long as it was yesteryear.
That's what she wanted him to say.
Blaine, I got a good one. She leaves me alone for the most part. As long as things are taken care of around the house, that's all that matters to her.
You know, I wouldn't joke about the old battle axe if it weren't true, or if it were true. I wouldn't joke about it. Go N4ZLK.
Ever gonna get this government thing situated?
No on that. I don't even know what to say about our government.
They probably will, but I've been trying not to pay too much attention to it. It's been kind of nice.
Well, gentlemen, good to hear both of you, but I'm gonna jump in here and I'm gonna go see my boss for a little bit. She's working her second job to take care of me, so I'm gonna go say hello. KO4HK, and I'll talk to you gentlemen later.
I tell Elise hello.
Patrick.
Well, this gentleman, usually he leaves one of us out, and it's usually me.
Oh, I thought he was talking about you. I didn't know.
Way home, Terry?
Yeah, I'm on 29, getting ready to cut through Duncan to go to the house, yeah.
Way Saturday. Went to my boss's retirement party. He also took a buyout a month after I did. And his wife threw a party at a place in Spartanburg called the Freight Yard. You probably heard of it. But I don't go up there much. I did when I was working, but just up to the place up there. But that was about it.
It is, but I've never been to it, but I have seen it.
On 85 and 2 months.
some ways happening. Sometimes tonight's been smooth, but sometimes it takes just as long to come Wade Hampton, depending on whether there's a wreck and all that. But 85 is just, I just don't know how we, our DMV or whoever, got it so wrong so quick.
85 on the way back, going up there, I went 11 all the way up to 26 and came down that way. And then coming back, I had to go through Traveler's Rest for a birthday party for my son and his oldest daughter, my oldest granddaughter. They have the same birthday. So that's why it brought me back that way.
Well, you could have gone Wade Hampton and cut across 290, couldn't you?
I put it in the GPS just out of curiosity, and that was the way it sent me the shortest way, so, or time-wise anyway.
R4ACR. Yeah, that's a funny thing to me. We go to Rock Hill. My son got a son in Rock Hill, and we go up there for something. And the GPS will take you one way going up and a different way coming back.
Into it, it gives you, usually gives, at least my phone does, gives you options, and they're like 30 seconds to you know, a minute or 2 minutes different sometimes. But if you've got fastest way in there, you know, if there's any kind of traffic going on, it could send you a completely different way.
Yeah, it runs me back through the country, coming back through Lockhart to come back into Spartanburg.
Hey, and we're doing it again tomorrow. I went with Connor, my son-in-law, up to Waxhaw, North Carolina, for a skeet shooting thing that with his company. The contractors, one of the big general contractors was putting it on. And we're going again tomorrow to the same place. And it took us down towards Columbia, well, towards Clinton. And then we got off at Clinton at 54 there and went all the way across. And Waxhaw is, you know, just southeast of Rock Hill and Charlotte area.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd have to look that up. I didn't even know that's until you said that, where exactly that was. But I heard y'all talking about that one night. It may have been after the net or something.
Again, I tell you what. Anyway, let me run. I'm pulling in my destination here. Have a safe trip home, Terry. Good to hear you. KR4ACR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, very good to talk to you, hear from you. Take care. N4ZLK, KR4ACR, be clear.